All right, you ready for the word? You ready for the message? This is going to be a special time. Jason, if you'll come forward, stretch your hands towards Jason as he comes today to share the word. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, you would anoint Jason. Lord, you would confirm the word you've given him. Lord, we talked 2 months ago about him speaking today. And Lord, I pray right now you'd bring to remembrance that word and let him speak with confidence and fire in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, church. God is good, huh? Today, the Lord placed on my heart a message. Why today on Family Day? I don't know why it's these scriptures, but it's mainly going to be focusing on Stony Heart, but it's going to be coming out of John 8. The first 11 scriptures, it says, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning, he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery and the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This, they said, testing him, that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger, as though he did not hear them. So when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Then those who heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest, even to the last. And Jesus said, Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing there in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those accusers of yours? Has no one condemned you? She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said to her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. The reason why I bring these scriptures is because, first of all, God's mercy, his grace is extended here so much. But what I really want to speak on real quick is the fact of the stones, how they were carrying stones, wanting to stone this one that was in the midst of sin. We all realize, and I'm not doing this to bring condemnation as well. I'm just trying to encourage individuals because of the fact when we have communion today, we will ask the Holy Spirit to search our hearts. And we try to hold on to things. Oh, I'm not going to give that up because that person done me wrong. Or I'm not going to do that because that person done me wrong. You know, I'll give this one up today, but I'm going to hold on to this one for the next week. And that's always, you know, the reason why I say that is because plenty of times I stood right here doing that, not wanting to give up. But, you know, the Lord would always place in my heart, well, what is it that you have not done? You know, and when I read these scriptures, I was so reminded of that. And when he goes to talking about casting the stones, I come to realize that the stones that they're casting or wanting to cast is probably their own stony heart, because they're carrying their own sin within themselves and they don't want to let it go. They want to hang on to it themselves. They want to feel like they have something. They want to feel like they have the right to do something to somebody. But in the midst of all of this, if they were truly real, where's the man that was caught into this act as well? They only bring in one person. And that's not the way it's supposed to work. It's equal all the way around, because sin is sin regardless of who you are and how you are when it comes to Jesus Christ. Amen? As well as I read this, and really the Lord placed this part on my heart this morning, how I acknowledge in a lot of ways as an example of Jesus Christ when he was raised up on the cross. You see, on the cross, he denied himself completely. He allowed individuals to treat him in any kind of way because of the fact that he needed to be treated in order to fulfill what needed to be fulfilled for us, to be brought back to him, to break the separation, for the veil to fall. And if you look here in the scriptures, starting even from number 5, where it says, now Moses, now isn't that amazing how it speaks on the law? That was the Old Testament. And now we're into the New Covenant with Jesus Christ after the cross of Jesus Christ. So we're here and it says, in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? You see, even when Jesus was on that cross, he was tested. And here he is before he even got to the cross being tested. It says, what do you say? This they said, testing him. He was always being tested that they might have something of which to accuse him. See, these people were carrying so much guilt and shame in front of this man. They were already trying to accuse somebody else just like they were doing to her. They were accusing her, trying to find something to accuse him because they were carrying so much guilt and shame in front of him. They could feel the presence of the holiness of him. They knew that he was wrong, that they were wrong, and not him. They knew that he was holy in all of his ways. And what I like about the most is that he says, testing him that they might have something of which to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. So when they continue asking him, he raised himself up. There's one, the first time he's saying about raising himself up. Raising himself up. Exactly what he done when he denied himself and his own selfishness and allowed himself to be raised up on the cross. He raised himself up that day as well. And as we continue on reading, he says, raised himself up and said to them, he who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at him at her first. And again he stooped down, and then he went back down. Now here's the second time he stooped down. Isn't that amazing how he came down from heaven? He stooped down from heaven down to here to ride onto our ground when he walked here daily, giving us direction to go. He didn't so much maybe get down and write it right with his finger on the ground, but he walked here daily, leaving his signature behind for what he done for us. And I think that's amazing how this is so much an example of heaven to earth to lifting up unto the cross, to where he even lifts himself up again. As we continue to read, once again, he said, wrote on the ground, that then those who heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest to the least, and Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up, now here he goes again, raising himself up again, in front of the sinner, and for the sinner, letting her go. Once again, there is again the cross being raised up. He is being rolled up again in front of the woman alone. So it doesn't matter if it's a bunch of people, if it doesn't matter if it's just you by yourself. He will raise himself up to you and deliver you from anything that you want, because he gave us access to this by the cross for what he done for us on the cross. And I'm not so much just talking about that wooden beam like some would think. I am literally talking about his finished work. Every door that was open after the death, burial, and resurrection, everything was provided. All the maturity, all the wisdom, all the knowledge and understanding was provided for us to carry within our hearts and our minds daily, day in and day out, because of what he done that day. Because of that. And today we celebrate in remembrance of the Last Supper today. We take of the bread today because of the fact of his body being on that cross. We take up the blood today that purifies us and cleanses us from what he done for us that day of the work. You know, it's amazing for what he done for us today. When I go and work, the person don't got to go back behind me and work. He don't have to go back and behind me and work. The job is done. The person can rest in the work that I've done. And I'm not trying to say about me. I'm just using it as an example. So that's today. You know, I want to lift my Father up. Well, who am I to lift him up? But I know he's already been lifted up. But I just want to give him all the praise and all the glory for what he done for us at the cross, for giving us this access, for giving us this right to come to him, from breaking the veil, and that we're no longer separated. So you know that song that says, what can separate us now? Nothing. Nothing. Y'all get what that says? Nothing. Because of what he done for us. The finished work of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you. Be blessed. I'm out of energy, brother.
Sorry, guys. Good job. See, I love what God's doing, because this is the same brother who, I mean, I was standing right next to my father, and Denise came up to us and said, you got to pray for Jason. I don't know if you remember that, Dad. We're back here in the room, and my dad led a very powerful prayer.